The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Before we start today's show, I'm going to ask you a question right now. Do you want to win a PlayStation 5?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Get out of here, you Delta vampire.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go back to my room. Knock on my door when the pizza comes.
I mean, yeah, we're about to start this show. I'm going to do a quick read. Here you come in.
All right. Got a depressed high vampire coming
in. I'll be playing GTA 5 in the other room if anybody needs me.
Yo Delta has an opportunity to win a brand new PlayStation 5. All you got to do is go to YoDelta.com and enter to win. There's no purchase necessary, but their Delta 8 products are really great, and they're going to get you really high, so you should totally buy some. YoDelta.com right now to win a brand new PS5. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. A natural born killer, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
What's up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast. We're coming to you from Zoom. Suck a dick. Lewis is across country. You're lucky we even did it. Dave's at fucking Dave's at Hitler Fest in fucking South Dakota. You know how hard it is for this guy to get internet? You know how much hate speech has to go out over those waves?
Yeah, dude. You can only buy
Zoom internet.
You can only buy tickets for Freedom Fest with like two different types of cryptocurrency. You have to, like, first you go into a different exchange and then trade that in, and like,
yeah,
you're not just taking any cryptocurrency here. We have special shit. I'm pretty sure you can buy tickets in cryptocurrency, by the way.
You could trade the scalps of immigrants like beaver pelts. How many
hey there, welcome
scouts?
To Freedom Fest, where we're all white.
Yeah, you can pay with 2 Bitcoin, 4 Mexican scalps.
How are there no black people at Freedom Fest, Dave?
There were
I saw videos online
them.
I have not seen a single black
people. Oh no, wow, there were a few of them. They got taken out by security, but they were
put in cages. They weren't free.
I'll tell you,
yeah.
Honestly,
he goes, not you guys. It's the Freedom Fest. No, not you guys fest.
It's pretty much the same racial makeup as a Legion of Skanks fucking show, but a very different class of people.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Dave. Wow.
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 No.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. I prefer the Skanks.
Yeah. That was the fucking shots fired right at our fucking audience.
No, our audience knows they're garbage.
Yeah, they really do.
It's true.
They really do.
I'm garbage just like them. I'm like a fucking pretending all this time. They know I'm one of them.
Can I make a quick announcement?
Yeah. Dave's pretending?
We have 100 passes coming back out per day.
Whoa.
For Skankfest. We're releasing another 100 per day. So it's technically 300 passes, but we're not doing all access passes. We're just doing single individual day passes. So if you want to come all 3 days, you have to buy 3 individual day passes, essentially. That's the way it works. That's going to be on Monday, August 16th at 12 noon Eastern. Go to skankfest.net, 12 noon Eastern on Monday, August 16th. This is your last opportunity to purchase tickets at all. We sold out 10 times that much in 22 minutes. So you could assume these are going to be gone within minutes. So you got to be there August 16th, Monday at 12 noon Eastern. Those tickets will be released. I know we did it super early last time, so people on the West Coast were freaking out. But this is it. This is your last opportunity to purchase tickets. August 16th, Monday, 12 noon Eastern, skankfest.net. Sorry, had to promote it.
No, it's fine. So all access passes. Question for you. Do you respect somebody more, or are you furious at, or some equal parts both, if they try to do shit that we would have done as kids or younger people, where it's like try to throw your all access pass like out the window, or somebody else put on your wristband or whatever. Would you respect people for pulling that off?
Would I respect them? No, but I wouldn't be mad. Like, yeah, try to get in. If you could try to get in for free, good luck. I wouldn't come down to Texas without a ticket, though.
Because I wouldn't travel to Texas without a ticket.
Yeah. Sure. I remember when I was a kid, Woodstock 94 was happening. And my Uncle Howard, there was a hole in the gate. Like, you couldn't get tickets for Woodstock 94.
I'm already just love that Lewis had an Uncle Howard.
My Uncle Howard, yeah.
Howie,
and he was going to drive me and my sister to Woodstock 94. I was 12 years old. We were just going to go upstate and just fucking go through the hole in the gate. And we thought it was so cool. We were going to get in there. We were right about to get in the car. And then he was like, nah, forget it. Because his point was, I don't want to get up there and have it patched up. And we're spending 5 hours in the car to not even be able to get in.
Yeah.
But look, I'm sure people fucking sneak in and share their passes. And
was that the same uncle who you saw running away from a fist fight?
No, that was Uncle Raymond. That was one of the most pathetic moments of my life. I was on my front porch and I watched my Uncle Raymond run by me. I was like, what happened?
Was that?
My Uncle Raymond.
Tell
the
story.
He was kind of a tough guy.
I don't know the story.
So I'm on my porch and it was Nick Giacoli and his family. It was a rivalry between their family, which, I mean, they really used to just beat us up. The whole family, a whole lot of them.
I love that
their
you
mom beat up my
rivalry?
Mom once.
Damn,
really?
You were their practice?
Dude, the Gomez's got fucked up by the Giacolis all day.
You watched your mom get beat up as a kid?
I watched my mom get beat up a few times. My mom talked a lot of shit.
Awful.
And then she was
could not
she was
back
never,
it up.
She was just down. She was scrappy and down. So like that other bitch was going to be bloody and there was going to be some like hair pulling and some crazy shit. But I never watched my mom put like a beat down on somebody. I watched other people get the best of my mom. Like, and then I tell my mom, like, it was a tie, but like, I wasn't being honest.
Mom, you were to talk. I like this. Dude, it's so funny. What a weird question for your mother to ask you too. She goes, So, Lewis, you were out there like, that was probably like a tie at worst, right?
Yeah, my son, sure, I'm going to need to see your scorecard.
Yeah.
I threw it out the park.
So I'm on my front porch and I watch my uncle just run by me really fast. Like, and I'm like 8 or 9. And then I watch like 3 seconds later, Tony Hewitt running after him. He's like, stop, you piece of shit. I'm going to kick your ass. And I was just watching my uncle run from another man. I was like, oh, dude, just fucking fight him.
I know. And now when he comes in and he goes, Lewis, you're supposed to go clean this. And you're like, fuck you, pussy. I'm your uncle. Don't talk to me like that. What are you going to do, dude?
He's like, will you run to the store for me? I was like, will you run to the store for me?
Yeah. Will you run to the store if I say I'm going to kick your ass here? Here's a list. Now I'm going to fuck you up. That's what I thought. Don't forget milk. Now get to running. I saw my mom fight once, but she won. But she also got like attacked.
And she won?
How? Oh, this is great. We've never talked about mom fight stories.
My mom, I have a feeling Dave's mom, he didn't see her fist fight at all. She was, she's uppity. That's the way to put it. She's uppity, all right.
One time she put in a formal complaint with the board, but.
No, it was a wacky lady from the neighborhood. One of those like ladies that you just see walking around a lot with too much makeup on. And I think, this is funny, only because my mom did okay for herself back in the day when I was a little kid with dudes.
What do you mean did okay
I'm
for
proud
herself?
To say like just like
it's so funny because like in my mind you said did okay for herself. I was like, oh, she's doing well financially, she's got her shit together.
No,
she did okay for herself meaning she got cocks, she was getting a decent stream of cock.
Yeah but for sure. But I'm saying I don't think this was a real thing. This lady was the crazy lady who walked around the neighborhood, but she came up to my mom. We were coming home with grocery bags. I remember like the brown grocery bags, and this lady came up to my mom and started like accusing her of like my mom of sleeping with her boyfriend, which my mom is just like, it's totally crazy. And it probably is totally crazy. However, if it was true, I wouldn't be like impossible. But I don't think my mom fucked this lady's boyfriend off. She just came up. Yeah,
because you seem like as you're telling the story that you're starting to put the pieces together and that
your mom
you're
fucked
now
this chick's boyfriend.
You're now, I'm not saying she did, I'm just saying you seem right now like you are more convinced that she did than when you started telling the story.
No.
Like you started going through the beats in your head, you're like, wait a minute, that could have happened.
Like it's been a long story arc. Like when you were a kid, you were like, hey lady, my mom didn't fuck your boyfriend. And then now you're like, my mom might have fucked this chick.
No, but I'm telling you, my mom, I banged, I believe, a married cop. I think several cops.
Are you just convincing yourself more and more that there's a chance that she makes?
No. I'm not. I'm actually. My point being, if I thought it was a reality, like it's not a thing I wouldn't say at all.
How do you know she banged the married cop?
Well, eventually, so you know, when I was an adult, from like stories and me remembering stuff, she just told me.
Hey, Mom, remember that time that cop was fucking you? Was he married?
No, but I just when I did put things together when I became an adult,
some
was funny going back and talking to my mom.
Like, hey, Jay, play with my gun. I'm going to go bang your mom for a little bit.
And my step-pop's cool, so he'll like laugh it all off too, so he doesn't give a shit if it comes. But I'll always be like, hey, Mom, remember like that cop used to like shine a light in our window? And it was like that meant he was going to like park his car and like come up and hang out for a bit. And I'm like, that was weird.
And then it was like, that way.
And then it was like,
just,
yeah.
You guys are just friends, right?
It's like, you were probably banging that guy. You know, and instead of, at like, you know, 20-something years old, I was like, you were probably banging that dude, right? And she's like, yeah, for sure. But again, it was also such a short period of time that I recollect because my stepfather
came.
He
would just shine a window?
Oh, yeah. It was, dude, it was crazy.
And you'd know that, but at the time, you thought they were just, you were kids. You thought they were like being friends?
Well, they were because a lot of times that meant he was coming up. He would come up and I would be there and he'd like hang for 15 minutes and then leave. But I think that was like FaceTime to like get pussy later. Like for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Nobody wants to be friends with a woman.
Sure.
Who the fuck is going up and be like, hey, let's be pals.
But my step-pop was always cool, so it was funny just kind of like roll through those stories. But no, my point being like if she did fuck this girl, this was more of like the crazy lady who would make up shit. You know what I mean? She was crazy. So like, she,
all right. So anyway, continue. What happened?
She came to my mom and started yelling all this shit. And my mother was like, "I don't know what you're talking about. Like, please, like, leave us alone." Because you know, I was there and I was little, and she was. And then the lady,
please,
said,
my kid doesn't know exactly what a whore I am.
Please, my son only knows of three people I'm sleeping with. But she was like, yelling at her for doing things. And eventually, my mom.
Wait till her cop friend finds out.
She kept pushing my mom, and I just probably started crying, would be my guess. Aww. And my mom just, like, dropped. I mean, I was, you know, under 8, probably.
Wow.
Because I said my step-pop came when I was 10, so, like, and she just, like, dropped. I remember, like, it was things like dropping the grocery bag, the brown bag, like, on the ground and, like, busting, basically, and just, like, hitting the
She's like, my Twinkies!
Just grabbing her and, like, hitting her. And then the lady eventually kind of like scurried off and ran off. But it was fucking wild to see that. I saw my dad in a couple of things, but that's not as, it's like a dad. My dad was a shithead.
I mean, I'm like an angry guy. My son's never seen me in a physical thing, really.
He's seen you in a screaming match for sure with a stranger.
Not many. I mean, not really. Not too often. Like that's the great, like, fucking equalizers, he's there. So I go, and it's really taught me a lot, to be honest, as well, because I'm going like, no, I can control it when I need to. Like, when my son's there, I don't freak out.
That video of you with the thing, the skydiving thing? At the skydiving thing. But the best part of that whole video is, it really made me, I'm like, it was like my real, like, a heartworm of like, oh, James is like getting big, you know, and like understanding, like, stuff. You know, you'll see as he moves on and says like certain words he uses probably make you go, holy shit, how does he know that word? But your friends are
kikes, Dad.
When it's you, wow, my son, my boy.
My baby boy, growing up.
I think it was Bobby Kelly filming it when you were yelling and at the guy, the guy who worked there. He like filmed Max and James, and James had such a face on like, here we go again. It was just so adorable. You were just kind of like, this happens sometimes.
Yeah. But I was justified in that, and I wasn't like,
not arguing that.
It's also a difference, like, me being like crazy and sort of about customer service, like I'm not like threatening to fight a person. I'm not like threatening to beat the guy up or.
Right.
I mean, it almost got there. I wanted to beat this guy up. He was such a prick.
He was like, all right, fatso, then go fucking skydive in the glass. You'd come out looking like Hellraiser.
That's what I would have done. I would have literally been like, yeah, put your kid in the tube and just fucking watch shards of glass just slice him up. It's like a scene from Freddy Krueger.
You can't even see it. He just keeps opening up in different parts of his body. Papa.
Oh, shit.
We have so much fun stuff to do here.
Yeah. It's going to be a great show.
It's gonna be such. It's gonna be such a great show. Should we talk about the things you brought first, Lewis, or mix them up with something
whatever? See how it goes. See how it goes. I mean, I think
there's ones I'm pretty excited to show you guys. So it's the I know the one that I'm most excited to show you guys.
All right, we'll lead with the most exciting, or lead with the fight video Lewis had.
Oh, we could do that too. That one. That's what I'm
well,
saying.
I wanted to lead with. I just heard about this. I had no idea, but there's apparently a black national anthem.
Yeah, I've known that, and I've even heard it, but it's like, it'll never catch on because it's like a fucking KC and JoJo song. I mean, it's like multiple verses of like, it's not just like, I get maybe the national anthem's like stuck in your head, but it's not really supposed to have such like soul and rhythm.
What,
a national anthem. It's like the East, it sounds like, anthem, it sounds like the East Side High song that the kids rewrote.
Yeah.
Lean on Me reference? Someone out there crashed their car with laughter.
Hell yeah, dude. Can we hear the actual new black national anthem? Because it's not like they didn't just rewrite the words. That's what I thought it was at first.
If Bobby wasn't dead, he would know what to do right now. Play the East Side High song. This is the new black national anthem.
Lift every voice and sing. Let's see. It's a long-ass song, dude. 3 minutes, 34 seconds is long for a national anthem.
That's the painting that the Huxtables spent $50,000 on.
Let's see.
I can't hear it at all.
No, I just want to look.
Yes, an audio track.
Mm-hmm. Is it a cappella?
3 minutes, what if 34
it,
seconds.
What if, oh my God, wait a minute. What if it's like only black people could hear it, like a dog whistle?
It's at a frequency white people can't hear. That would be awesome, dude. It's like getting black light tattoos.
Dude, then nobody would ever even care about this black national anthem if it was only at black person frequency.
Yeah, you never heard it before? I'll play it for you, my white friend. What do you mean you don't hear anything?
Yeah, it would be better if they just rewrote the lyrics, you know? Oh, say, can you not shut up in the movie theater?
By the dawn's early, take care of your kids.
And maybe you can hold down a job.
Let me tell you something. It's going to have to be a black national anthem because white people are not going to pull this off. That note right there, you lose 85% of the white country.
You know what's weird? Like, there's just only so many words that you can use in an anthem. It's all about seas and liberty and it's a fucking, it's all the same shit.
Yeah, no, but yeah, faith.
But I don't understand. So is the point that like the old national anthem like triggers them?
Well, I'll tell you what. The way the people are dancing in that picture, you can't do that to the old fucking Francis, whatever the name who wrote it, Francis Scott Key.
Doesn't it look like they're trying to do the thing where they turn their bodies into swastikas?
They're contortionists.
Yeah, you know, like the one white kid where he's like swastika pose.
But it's like, yeah, you're not supposed to dance like that. Tonight. Oh, say, can you see? Bum, 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 bum. Has anybody, I mean, at this point, the national anthem is the black national anthem. You don't want to hear a white person sing it.
Dude, just have Megan Thee Stallion sing the national anthem, the old one. Just have it all Megan Thee Stallioned out.
Oh, that'd be fucking great.
Blah, put my pussy up on that flag, blah.
Oh, can you see my heart beating through my pussy hole?
Put your big black cock up in my car. Confederacy.
The rocket's red glare busting off inside of me. Yeah, I make mad babies and shit. I keep
blah.
Megan Thee Stallion.
I love her, dude.
You love her so hard.
So fucking dope, dude. I love it.
I don't know. I'm a Cardi B guy. If I'm going,
but are they going to do two national anthems at games now? So like, do we got to like sit through?
No, dude,
the first one, which sucks, and then this one, which sucks even more.
Yeah, that's like when you have to listen to the Canada one in Canada. No, this is the black national anthem. Is it back in the news that it's like they're trying to get it to be like a recognized thing on like sporting events and stuff? Because I got to say this has been around for a long, long time.
I always was under the impression that in order to have your national anthem recognized, there had to be a nation.
Right.
Who are they?
Wakanda.
Wakanda forever, dude.
Let's say it's going to be played before the NFL games this season. No way. The NFL, dude, racists are freaking the fuck out. After acknowledging for the first time this summer it previously mishandled player protests during the national anthem, the NFL decided to play Lift Every Voice and Sing before every week one game this
year.
You're overcorrecting.
This song is often...
Even that's like you can't find a happy medium. Like, they're like, okay, we'll do it like once. And then
I'll be honest with you. Doing it once is weird. I thought it was going to be every game, and that seems absurd to me. But only doing it once is
Even shittier. Like, it's almost like we're like, no, we do recognize that this is your national anthem, and it is not as valuable as ours.
So here, now we're going to play it once, and then we're going to put it back to the proverbial bus.
Sorry for complaining about your peaceful protest. Here's your stupid black song one time. You ever hear it on all those stadium speakers? It's nuts. It's wild.
I'll say their happy birthday is better, right?
Black
happy birthday is substantially better. So I have to give this song a chance. Can we get the lyrics up, actually? Let's just look at the lyrics for a moment.
In fact, when's the last time you haven't sang or heard somebody sing happy birthday to you that after someone blows out the candles, somebody in the room inevitably goes, happy birthday to you. And it's usually me. I'm just saying it does happen a lot. That's how popular the black happy birthday is.
Well, Jay, you're trying to popularize it even more. I watch you out there fighting that good fight every day.
Oh, yeah. You know that.
Let's see.
And now I'll be starting all my shows with Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Lift Every Voice and Sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea.
Well, Dave, this sounds like something right up your alley.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, dude. I'll be honest. If a white person had wrote this, I would be all for the message.
Well, hold on. A white person wrote it. You know, a black person, you know, said it.
Freestyled it.
Yeah.
A black person freestyled it in a cipher battle, and then a white person wrote it down.
Sing a song.
That's the only way you still get credit for it.
Sing a song full of the faith the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Yeah, this is like.
I just don't. It's like, yeah, it's been around for a long, long time.
Has it been around for a long time?
Yeah. To play this for the first game is it's a weird response. It's an overcorrection and yet an undercorrection.
There's a lot of talking of God. Like, why is God all up in this shit?
Well, God's all up in the regular national anthem.
Is he? Yeah. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly gleam? Where's God?
The ramparts.
I think you.
Ramparts aren't gods.
No, he's hanging out in the ramparts.
God's
hanging on the ramparts. It's the gay cruising area of Central Park.
A little privacy, rampart time.
Excuse me. Even God needs a minute. Got to recharge the battery. I'll be over in the ramparts if anybody needs me with my rocket red glare.
My rocket red glare. It's just him beating his dick.
The rock, it's red glare. Pew, pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew. God jerking off.
Oh, man, I can't believe you found me in these ramparts.
Gave proof through our night that our flag was still there. I'll say it as a Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, I don't think there's any God.
No God, dude.
Yeah,
exactly.
No God in that one.
God.
Okay. Well, black people love him some God.
I was thinking God Bless America.
God bless America.
Are you searching for God?
Where is it in there? That was my favorite Marilyn Manson entrance ever, besides coming in and shocking me while I was gagged and bound in his house. My favorite Marilyn Manson entrance was when he'd have God Bless America keep playing over and over while the flag like deteriorated on the screen. That was his best entrance. I remember when he wasn't a fucking piece of shit weirdo. When he was an awesome weirdo and not a piece of shit weirdo.
Hey man. I'm not hating on Manson.
Yeah. Allegedly piece of shit.
I still love the music and the performances.
You don't know what the fuck he did. Is there a thing between him and Trent Reznor? Like, so I guess Marilyn Manson in his book, he described how Trent Reznor like fucked a sleeping fan or something, and now Trent Reznor hates him.
Yeah.
Trent Reznor's like, yeah, that guy's a piece of shit. And a liar.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. And then he couldn't wait when that Evan Rachel Wood girl came out. He's like, see, I told you, the guy just makes up shit. He's crazy, shocks pussies and stuff.
She goes, oh my God.
Listen to him.
Wait, so he like raped you and he shocked your pussy and all that? Wow, that's crazy. But he told a bunch of lies too, right?
Yeah,
you know, stuff all the time. Can't be trusted.
Seems like the type of guy that would just lie about everything. If you
make up some fucking wild shit that never happened.
Anything that he says.
And Turner was physically and sexually assaulted an inebriated woman in the 90s. I mean, the time.
Yeah, read the quote.
Well, what we did was we pulled a trick that I've become quite famous for. It is pouring a large glass of tequila for your adversary or your victim, and then pouring a large glass of beer for yourself and pretending that yours is tequila also. You convince them to drink down their large glass until they vomit and pass out and are left to be tormented. A similar trick had been done to me when I was young.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
He called them his adversaries. Dude, he's not even fucking around. He's like, they're my adversaries.
Does he say he fucked her? Does he say he fucked her?
You know, you got to torment them in their sleep. But obviously, you're doing sexual tormentation.
I hope you're not a witness for the defense. I mean, if you're going to torment, it's going to be sexual, right?
Well, what is he going to do? Is he going to do the thing where he puts his finger near her face? Like, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
Or just keep doing that. He keeps like spitting spit, almost hit your nose, and then sucks it back up.
Yeah, that's not real torment. That's not Marilyn Manson level torment.
Nah, you got to shock a bitch. Trent Reznor, I think, hated him for a while, though.
Yeah.
So Trent Reznor designed his like thing that made him famous. Like, he wasn't famous when he was doing all like the Dr. Seuss hats and all that goofy shit. Like, it really, Trent Reznor like designed his whole industrial goth thing, and that's what made him famous.
Yeah, yeah. He joined.
So he owns a lot to him.
Yeah.
The Antichrist superstar Manson is just like Nine Inch Nails shit completely.
Yeah. I mean, he was a little gothier, a little bit like, yeah, but Manson was still pretty cool before that. Like, the whole.
But I mean, like, I think so. I didn't get into him at all till that time, but backwards, I like a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's when it's now that sucks, dude. It sucks such shit, his music now.
Yeah.
So bad. I think.
Like, You got better quotes from the books, Paul? Go ahead, pull it up. I was going to say, yeah, I read a different quote about that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We'll put a blindfold on you and try to figure out whose hands are on you. So Trent and I take the sea bass back into his living room. he's talking about the girl. The other girl had since passed out and was hopefully drowning in her vomit. We blindfolded the sea creature. No, I think we just wrapped a towel around her head, which also covered up her face and made us both feel better. Dude, this is what happens when you like, just speaking in a different time, nothing about him thought this would go like and become anything.
He's like, what? It's the 90s.
What are you talking? We're goth and weird. It's our thing, man. Like, come on.
You understand? It's a different time.
Ren and Stimpy
was on top of the world. We were all pepped up on Mountain Dew Code Red.
You're telling me 20 years from now, sea creatures have rights. That's what you're telling me.
Go back. We're going to read this whole statement. So.
Yes, yeah. We blindfolded the sea creature. No, I think it was reptile around her. We also covered her face and made both of us feel better. Not that her body was any greater than her face. It was all terrible. I grow ashamed of myself right now as we speak of this.
Dude, so we started. This literally sounds like a Legion of Skanks story. This could be me and Jay in the Comedy Cellar closet right now.
You know what it is? It is. But here's the thing, Lewis. Me and you. This is what this story lacks in any way. We self-awareness and self-deprecation. This story lacks that. These guys are like we're villain monsters who do these things. So we started squeezing her nipples and prodding around her genitals and what have you. We were laughing because we were both drunk, thought not nearly as drunk as she was. It does sound like a closet at the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah, it does.
In the background, we weren't this anywhere this level of mean. In the background, a Ween album was
playing. We were trying to pleasure our sea creature.
We tried to,
our sea creature, we were like, ooh, baby, we're like kissing her.
Talking about me and Lewis were each other's adversaries. We're like, who is this monster going to like more? We both wanted to love us.
In the background.
Ween was playing in the background. Pushed a little daisy to make him come up. As me and the young Trent Reznor poked our fingers into the birth cavity of a bizarre fish lady in search of some sort of caviar. But what we ended up finding was a mysterious nodule. Maybe it was white fuzz or a piece of corn that she had on the outer region of her rectum. It horrified us, and we looked at each other with disgust and shock, but we knew that we must continue with our debasement of this poor, unsuspecting person. So I found a cigarette lighter, and I started to burn her pubic hair. Though it didn't hurt her, it didn't help things smell any better than they already did. Unfortunately, there isn't any real climax to the story other than I think she wanted to cuddle with someone, and we both ran. Yikes.
Note, this has since been denied by Reznor. We asked Reznor for comment. He said, nope, didn't happen.
He goes, I don't even know what the fuck you are talking about.
Get off my property right now.
What a maniac. What a weird story to tell. There is no fucking... she was so gross. And we fingered her pussy and shoved things
in. Then we found a piece of corn on her asshole.
I hope she died.
When did he tell this story?
Well, you certainly didn't tell it.
It's a while ago. It's in his book. I think it's in his book.
I mean, I read his book when it came out, so that's a long time ago. A long time ago, that book.
When did the book come out?
98.
Okay.
Yeah. I had an autographed copy of this guy's book, and then a girl who was pretty did the old, like, can I borrow it? And I was like, it's kind of my signed copy of it. She's like, I want to read it. Never got it back.
No.
Yeah. Waited in line. Yeah. I handed him my book, and I was like,
hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
He was like, look at this sea creature that stands before me.
What was, yeah.
Take your clothes off, sea creature.
He was cool. He gave me a big glass of tequila or beer.
This is a story about the time that Jay Menon.
Oh, I thought those guys enjoyed themselves. I didn't know they were laughing at me.
They thought Jay was a female sea creature.
They thought I was drunker than I was. I knew it was happening. I wanted it.
Well, it seems like the girl probably, you know, at the end of the day, probably enjoyed that experience. It is Trent Reznor and Marilyn Manson. It is a girl that was like at like for her perspective on the story might be like, oh my god, I got fucking.
If you got to pick your date rapist duo,
yeah,
I mean that's the two you're gonna get, right? You're gonna want those ones. Well, who did it?
You're just some local, especially when you go, you know, yeah. Sea creature. Yeah, this is the time of your life.
Do you think a judge in court even rolls his eyes? He goes, I was sexually tormented by Trent Reznor, Marilyn Manson. I think the judge just goes, yeah, and it's a sunny Tuesday outside. okay. Yeah, but I mean, that kind of like, even tell that story in the 90s, I wish the girl, disconnected idiot.
I bet the girl's like, by the way, this isn't, it's not like the girl's like pressing charges or out there. There's some sea creature out there who's like, yeah, it was a good time. I wish one of them had cuddled afterward, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just ran.
That was the story the time she made sweet love to Marilyn Manson and Trent Reznor in her mind. Yes, yeah. We all experienced a different level of humanity that day. The fucking pig sea creature. That's fucking wild.
All right, real quick, guys. We must take a moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. If you guys are fans of Yo Kratom, they just started their brand new Delta 8 brand. Delta 8 THC gets you high. Delta
8 Vampire. I'm pretty hyped about it.
Delta 8 Vampire, does it get you so high that you don't understand? I'm in the middle of a read. You have to come in and just interrupt. I'm trying to promote the brand here.
Huh?
I don't mean to give you an attitude,
Mr. Vampire, since you've come on as the spokesman, sales have plummeted because you just speak over the important information.
No, yeah, we're trying to give out like...
I can do it. I can do it. Hang on. Give me a chance. Hang on.
I mean, we're paying you a lot of money, Delta 8 Vampire.
Hang on. I'm taking a breath. Okay. I will shut up. Go. Give the information.
I thought you were actually going to just do the read yourself, Delta Vampire. No. He's coming to interrupt. Every time I start talking, he's like, yes.
I won't. Yes. I'll do my best to shut up. Okay.
So you want to go to Yodel? Yes.
Shh. I'm doing my best. Okay. I'll lay low.
I think we're getting in his head now, Dave.
You guys do it. Okay, go. I'll shut up.
Look, Delta 8 gets you super fucking high. Really high. Okay.
It turns out that Delta 8 Vampire has real insecurity issues, and now he's all in his head.
Do you guys think I'm talking too much? Have we overplayed our hand with this one?
Listen to me. It's already cheaper than regular weed.
Maybe there's just no room in this world for a sad vampire who's an advertisement whore.
Get you super fucking high. And I'll tell you right now, if you go to yodelta.com, they ship it directly to your door very, very quickly. And you're going to save 25% off if you use the promo code GAS. GAS is the promo code. Save 25% off. It's already cheaper than weed. Why not save a little bit more money?
I just feel terrible. Like we crushed the vampire's spirits.
I think he fell asleep, Dave.
No, I'm here.
YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS. Okay, where were we?
Let me, can I show you one of these videos that I
brought? Yeah, please. I'd love to.
To me, laughable one. Do you want to see? I'll throw a little choice your way, guys. Do you want to see a very quick but hilarious accident at a carnival? Good one. Real good one. Individual pain. That's insane. Oh. Or a white lady yelling the N-word in just one of the most funniest approaches.
No, that is very on brand for us.
Yeah, I'd say white lady yelling the N-word.
Okay.
We don't only got to choose one.
No, we could listen. But what do you want to do first? So this one would be racist Karen appears out of nowhere. Just the visual of this is.
Let's see.
It's very, very fun. So what's happening here, let me give a little context to the thing, as best I can, for those listening, is the white lady in this is definitely at a service counter for something and not enjoying the service she's getting. She is...
We've all been there.
I'm assuming it's a black lady who's filming this from behind the service counter, and she has a white lady disgruntled patron, and this is what ensues. Something's already happening, for sure. There's already an argument.
Go ahead.
And take it away. You know what? We're going to throw it to video. Paul, throw the video.
And go.
Oh, and I believe we have a clip. Paul, if you would.
Because you Paul, see an arrow facing the right, go ahead and hit that arrow.
Go ahead and smack that.
It's going to look like your typical play button, just one that...
Basic streaming
triangle that's not facing up, but instead
Paul, why don't you try the one on the bottom, bottom left?
Basic,
the same one over and over again. Why don't we just try something different?
Basic streaming rules apply on this one. Just throw the video and we'll check it out. I described it. I set it up. That's the setup. And then, boom, we throw the video.
Paul, I'm going to need you to hit that play button in the middle for the 17th time. Really see if this one gets it.
No, dude, I mean mash it. It's a very sensitive thing.
Paul, I don't think you're hitting your finger hard enough into your mouse button.
Have you tried blowing into your mouse?
Paul, if you could just reenact the video for us.
So this lady, I'll set up again. So this black lady's filming this white lady who's getting upset. And you know what? Actually, I brought a clip. Paul, let's throw it up to the video.
Paul?
And you know what? I think we actually have a clip. So, Paul, take it away.
Have we really exhausted this play button?
No.
We're going to... So. You know,
I say reload the play button.
If you can just try that play button a couple more times.
You know what? Maybe close out some other stuff. Do you have some other tabs open? Maybe close some other tabs. And then reload the screen. And you
why don't I do this? While Paul tries to find those videos, let's do plugs really quick. Okay. And then we'll come back, and Paul will probably have those videos all ready to go.
I think he's going to, because we brought some videos, and then we'll throw it over. Paul, take it away.
I like it just
right after these plugs.
While we're doing the plugs, like if Paul's computer was just running slow, and now it's going to play for every time he hit the play button.
And we'll be
this
back
weekend.
We'll be back with Paul.
Right this weekend, I'll be plugs, at right Uncle Vinny's plugs. Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Myself, Colm Turrell, who's a fucking killer. Colm's so funny, dude. He's been killing it on these gigs. Come get those tickets right now, lewisofskanks.com. Then August 6th and 7th, I'll be in Saratoga Springs. August 9th, we're doing live Legion of Skanks from Soul Joles in that cornfield in Pennsylvania. So special one-night event there. So grab tickets for that as well. I think it's an 8 or 9 o'clock showing. And some other stuff will be coming up as well. BJ Ryan's in Connecticut and more. lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. Get yourself a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all the shows that we have on the network. And follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Check out my other podcasts, Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me. And yeah, have yourselves a great day.
Davey.
August 8th, one night only, live stand-up show and a live Part of the Problem podcast in D.C. Robbie the Fire Bernstein and BK Chris opening up. And August 27th, I'll be in Rochester, New York. Two live stand-up comedy shows. Come check me out there. Hey, guys, real quick before we go, is my lag fucking up really bad for you guys?
Not for me, no.
Like, no.
Okay, so it's fucking like...
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's not bad for me.
As long as it's fine for you guys, it's fine.
Yeah.
Word. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. This weekend coming up, Albany, provided negative COVID tests. After that, I got Denver, a whole bunch of gigs coming up, Portland, Edmonton, Canada's coming again soon. I'm going to be doing a bunch of weekends in a row. So check for those dates. Look for your city, BigJComedy.com. The Bonfire, of course, on SiriusXM Faction Talk 103, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And STR Show right here on the Gas Digital Network.
You know what we got to do? For Skankfest, shout out to York Radom for supporting Skankfest as well. But for Skankfest, we're having Jason Ellis come and do like a mini Ellis Mania within Skankfest.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to need people that want to fight. They want to do silly things. Harrington and Dylan are fighting each other at Skankfest.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to box each other.
Oversized gloves or something?
No. We're going to wear gloves.
I'm just going to box.
Does Dylan like work out or train at all?
He's been coming with us a little bit, but...
What do you think? Harrington's way ahead of him?
Yeah, I think Harrington's going to beat him in this fight. If Dylan is athletic enough and he's young enough that he... Like, Harrington's terrible, but Dylan, like, he just does it enough. He's like, you know, if you're just used to being punches being thrown at your face and just sort of avoiding that, that's such a big
advantage.
It's a huge advantage. It's just having... The fact that Harrington sparred, you know, 100 times at this point and Dylan hasn't really done that much, it's a big difference. So, but we'll see. Should be fun.
Hell yeah. You know what?
Will you guys sock fight each other?
Huh?
Will you sock fight each other? Pull up sock fight if you guys can find it. I want to do this at Skankfest. Fans will do it.
Essentially,
you both wear socks. You're both wearing long socks, like almost like dad socks, like the long mm-hmm. ones. And whoever gets the other person's socks off their body first wins.
That's pretty funny.
It's fucking hilarious, dude.
That's pretty goddamn funny.
You're trying to grab each other's feet and you're wrestling each other's socks off. It's the fucking funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I watched a dude. It was like an average dude. If you can find the video on YouTube, I don't know. But there's like an average dude who does it like against like pretty athletic chick and he's just dominating this chick. It's fucking hilarious.
I would do leg wrestling. I'd be pretty confident in that.
What's leg wrestling?
It's the where you lay, you can bring up a video of it, I think. You lay side by side, but like facing, like heads away from each other. You face away from each other. So it's like you're basically meeting at the hips. You know what I mean? But like your head's by the other person's feet, the other one. And then you lift your legs. It's almost like thumb, like you lift, you go one, two, three, and then you lock legs and try to flip the other person over. It's really fun.
All right, I'll leg wrestle the fuck out of you at Skankfest, Jay.
I'll leg wrestle the shit out of you.
Let's see. Alex is pulling up some sock wrestling right now.
Oh, good. Throw it to YouTube and take it away.
And just push that play button. Smash that play button.
Go ahead and smash that play button.
Guys, we need you to go ahead, like, subscribe, smash that play button. Now, we have a video of sock wrestling and leg wrestling. We'll throw it over to that, Paul.
I mean,
boom!
Women are so weak.
Yeah.
This isn't the one I saw. This one's terrible. The one I saw was like out in a field. But regardless,
bring up leg wrestling. Sure, Lewis, what's up with that? I'm gonna send you through a wall, dude.
But I would love to leg wrestle you, Jay. I don't think you're ready for it. Gun in the butt challenge.
Gun in the butt challenge.
Do you think that your mom's affinity for cop dick sort of laid the foundation for gun in the butt with you?
What do you think? I don't know. Maybe. You think it's genetic?
Maybe. I don't know.
You think we're just Jewish people who love getting guns up our asses?
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
It's true. So they say. We have a video of the leg wrestling. We'll throw it over to Paul.
and leg wrestling.
Paul's having a little bit of technical difficulties over there, so we're going to try that again over there. We got Paul on the scene. Paul, what are you seeing over there?
Oh, dude. Let's see.
Sent. Ooh. Later, dude.
Oh, it's whoever flips the other. Oh, I see. I'll fuck you up, dog. Are you kidding me? You think you're going to beat me in that?
I don't know, dude.
Oh, man, dude. I want to do is do that right now.
It's so fun. Okay. I did it with Christine, Isabella.
Who won?
Undefeated. Oh, yeah. Isabella's been a difficult time. She got long legs, man.
Yeah.
She's 6 foot tall.
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. Nice stems, Isabella.
Dude, I said on stage last night, a woman said they were going to become like an obstetrician or an OBGYN, right? And all the women started cheering. I go, is that how much it sucks going to like male gynecologist? And I go, it really must. I go, how? I couldn't imagine any gynecological appointment not starting with the doctor going, my. What do we have here? Ooh, look at that clam.
I mean, would you learn how to be a gynecologist? Like, you can't start off on real pussies. Like, you have to start off on like pig pussies, right?
It's like tattoo work.
Yeah, dude.
It's the most like regular woman pussies.
Yeah. What's the closest? Is the dolphin, right? Somebody has a joke about a dolphin pussy looking like a woman's pussy, right?
Really? I didn't know that at all.
The play button seems to be working now. Wow, Paul.
Did you just hit it enough times? Did you have to just keep smashing it?
Guys, guess what? You're not going to believe this. On the 1001th smash, popped on. So fuck you guys. This is a racist woman appears out of nowhere. Can I read the description first under it? Because there is one under it, right?
Oh, Jay, the play button's working, and now you're going to start. All right.
New Jersey woman was caught on video going off on a racist rant against a black hotel worker. Now she's facing criminal charges. That's all we really need to know. Oh, it's a black guy behind the counter. That's one thing.
They're sort of like, this is the thing I'm noticing. They're like, they're charging people with like harassment and then drumming up the charge to a hate crime because they're calling him the N-word. But technically, isn't that just freedom of speech? Like, I'm not justifying anybody calling anyone the N-word. If you call somebody the N-word in real life, you deserve to get your ass kicked. You're like, Lewis.
Most crimes of aggression. Lewis, quick question. Right now, how far are you from South Dakota? How soon can you be here?
Off the dome, I just named the entire Freedom Fest mantra that they make everyone say when they walk in.
I mean, it's in slightly different words. You pretty much got to it. But it is like...
Any crime of aggression? Isn't any crime of aggression a hate crime? I mean, like...
Well, there's so many interactions, at least like when we were growing up and shit, so many interactions that you saw every single day where it was just like, fuck you, suck my dick, like when people just get into a heated fight. But now it's like a thing that if you're just talking shit and you throw in a racial thing in there, now it's like this huge fucking crime. It's very weird.
Yeah.
And very, usually very it's weird. Just crazy people. It's trashy, crazy people almost always.
Go ahead.
Look, you nigger, give me a call, black man. Give me a call.
Go back to the beginning again. Because she just catches her when she's already in.
Look, you nigger, give me a call, black man. Give me a call. I'll give you $300, black man.
Nigger. She's using a finger phone for some reason.
Give me a call, black man.
Give me a call. Although, if I'm being completely honest, I haven't been getting a lot of calls lately.
Yeah, there seems to be something wrong with my phone, black man.
Come on, black man. Come on, black man. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, black man.
Well, look.
Oh, yeah, she's nuts.
You know what your name is? Nigger. Nigger.
She's kind of hot, dude. Dude, this is literally Lewis's me type. As a woman.
This chick is Lewis's type.
She's kind of hot, dude. Not
well, she's completely, and I just know from being in hotels constantly and the way she's dressed, is she's hammered after a wedding. That's for sure. She's wearing like a fucking wedding dress. Not a wedding dress, but you know, like a wedding bridesmaid or something like that.
Yeah.
and a ball gown of some sort. So she's just dude, the way she appears in that scene made me laugh so hard. I'm like, damn.
I was told there was free continental breakfast, black man.
Hey, black man.
I can just put my key in the slot, black man. Yeah, she's hot. At first, she looked like a crazy old lady, but then I started seeing her bod. The bod, like...
It straightened it out, yeah. And then you saw the hair was a little bit longer. She doesn't look like a... But she is batshit.
Oh, no, yeah. She's not crazy, dude. She was drunk.
No, she's crazy.
You're right. I don't think she's crazy. No. I think Jay's right. I think she was at a wedding something.
No, she was hammered, yeah. She was clearly both.
What, crazy?
No, I don't...
Crazy and drunk.
Dave, I'll tell you right now, we're almost treating this like a Who's Justified, because we're like trying to get to like the base of what's going on here. I don't think she was a crazy person. I think she was legitimately just fucking hammered. Because at first I thought she was like a homeless crazy lady, but then Jay was right. She was wearing like a bridesmaid.
Oh, yeah, no. She's not like a homeless person, but a lot of people get drunk. Most of them don't start throwing candy dishes and screaming nigger.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying. That's what, like, her reaction to that, like, you have to be, like, my drunkest, I couldn't see why it would be like that with a guy at a front desk of a hotel. You know what I mean? Even if he was like, I know you got to piss really bad and you can't use the bathrooms. Like, I wouldn't fucking, like, that's just like, she's crazy for sure.
Lewis, I respect your instincts to defend your future girlfriend, who will at some point have a podcast here on gasdigitalnetwork.com, but... I'm sorry. She's a little bit crazy.
It's called Call Me Nigger with Karen Johnson. All right. She's definitely nuts. Ooh, guys. Let's take a second to talk about one of my fave sponsors over here at Legion of Skanks, and that is...
BlackDildos.com?
No. Black Dildos, stop advertising with us. They said... okay.
What?
They said my reviews were a little too hands-on. This is Fume, buddy. Pronounced F-U-M-E, but spelled F-U-M with umlauts, I think, like Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
Fume is a natural inhaler that makes it easy to get the benefits of super plants on the go and very helpful in the stopping or very least slowing down of smoking. Fume is a Canadian-made wooden inhaler with no electronics, and it just has these cores filled with only the benefits of super plants. No chemicals at all. And they have cores that will help you out with allergy relief, relaxation, nicotine replacement, and it fits right in your pocket. It's cool looking. You don't have to worry about charging it a bunch, and it can really help you out. So simply slide your favorite cord into the Fume and breathe in the benefits of Mother Nature. It's that simple. You can check out a variety of their benefits at breathefume.com. It's BREATHEFUM.com, and use the code Legion, and you're going to get 10% off your order today. I've been using the one with the... What is it? Conquer, right?
Yeah, yes, that's the top
pepper,
seller.
Peppermint eucalyptus, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that helps you kick the nicotine habit. That's the one that everyone really talks about. But then, look, to be honest with you, dude, I really love the reassurance, calming stress relief, and anti-inflammatory benefits. Makes me feel nice and relaxed in the mornings. I have my Fume. I keep it in my pocket at all times. It is a great product. Once again, that's breathefume.com/Legion. Save 10% with that promo code Legion. All right, where were we? Yeah, pull up the video of the crazy fight. I don't even know, for Paul or Alex, do you guys know any of the context for what happened to lead up to this fight? Because this fight's huge.
I know nothing. I just saw the end of it with the punch to the woman.
It's just people in costumes beating up an entire, like, grocery store staff.
Is it like in L.A. where it's like the people that are outside doing tourist pictures or something?
I don't think so. No, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's because people in wheelchairs. Like superheroes and take on everybody?
Dude, I have no idea.
Well, this is the Spider-Man one?
Yes, this is the wildest fight video I've ever seen.
I saw the one little clip that was going viral, but I don't know the context.
All right. Paul, why don't we pull that one up, press play.
Paul, let's get a little context on this. And
Paul, why don't you start pressing play now so we can watch it in 15, 20 minutes.
this is the full video.
This is the full video, right, Paul? Not just this is not the full video, seconds. Paul. God damn it, Paul. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt, but obviously we're talking about the full video, not just the 19-second version where he punches just the chick.
Alex says she can't find the full one.
That's impossible.
You know what? While you guys are looking for it, why don't you throw up that acrobat thing I said before? Smash that play button and watch this. This made me. The way they edited this makes me laugh, but it's a fucking pretty crazy thing to see at a county fair. It's a guy doing one of those, you know, those the circle that spins.
I've saw this video, but I've never seen one of these things.
The hamster. You saw this video already?
I saw the video, yeah.
Like what happens in it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty fucking wild footage.
Oh, I have not seen this.
Give it a play. It's a carnival acrobat, so it's
everything
not a lot of money.
Seems to be going right so far.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wait, when they re-edited it, though? This is the best to re-edit. In the Mortal Kombat.
Oh, that is rough.
I mean, that's rough, dude. And he hit
my back. What do you mean by that? You broke
my back is broken.
What a vertebrae or well, what portion?
Spinal.
Spinal. Oh my god, dude! The way he bounces off the bike, it was like the worst possible scenario. Probably would have been better to hit the ground than hit the other end of that metal.
Yeah, maybe. That's fucking brutal. The problem is with those videos, you can't really tell. That video is so much worse than it even seems because he's like 20 feet in the air. It just seems like, oh, look, he had a little bump.
Nah, dude.
It doesn't seem like that at all, Lewis.
No, when he hits that second part, play it again. When he hits that bottom part, dude, it's a change of his body's like.
Dude, did we watch it on this show? Was it this show that we watched people getting into ski accidents?
I don't think so.
Dude, it's so fucking funny, dude. Like, if you ever watch, like, there's compilations of ski accidents where it's like, it's just people fall. Because when you go skiing, when somebody falls, it doesn't look that bad. But then they'll hit, like, a patch of not snow where it's just, like, rocks. And you'll watch them tumble. It looks so fucking brutal, dude.
Yeah.
So brutal.
You know, they're going so fast. At this moment, he's saving so much fun and confidence.
Oh. And now he's like, it's so bad.
Oh,
I mean, this dude could die very easily from that.
Absolutely.
Maybe. I mean, he did land with his dick in his own mouth. You see the way he hit the floor?
So it wasn't all bad.
If he dies, he's dead. It's the crazy. It's in the background, you could hear there's still like he's in so much pain, you're still hearing.
Hey,
Yeah, someone's got cotton candy sticky fingers trying to pump life back into him. It's we found the Superman brawl.
The show must go on. It's like, this is a circus, dude. We're carnies. Like, this isn't like fucking...
Yeah, fucking throw him in the back of the pickup truck. This is another... By the way, almost every third video on World Star Hip Hop now starts with racist Karen does... Do you have to say racist Karen anymore?
Well, here's the thing. The reason they look for those videos are because those are the ones that people click on. So they go like, oh, yeah. It's all advertising.
Oh, yeah, I do. But this lady's got great, she has great argument skills because she goes hard in the paint and then throws the, and she throws her own, like, lifeline, big hammer.
Go ahead.
Go play it.
I kicked it! That is the fucking problem!
Look,
about to hit that truck, yeah, that's on there. Look, we have cameras, that's what I'm saying. I didn't hear your shit. And then you're like, I'm gonna take my wife.
Look at that truck. Oh, and also the Dodge Ram.
But did she? No, she came swinging at me.
You hit her face.
No.
You slapped her.
No, y'all go back to your brown country, bitches.
Ooh. That's exactly what it is. It's racist. You're being I don't give a shit. What's your marriage to? Look what you just said. Go back to your
I'm married to a black man, asshole.
American,
and if your husband's black, then what the fuck?
Normal? No, you're not.
I didn't leave the scene. I'm still here. If I didn't have no papers and I thought I was
left. Fucking car, bro. You kicked my car.
You hit the new employee. I got out the car. You hit the car. You pushed it.
All right, this is just like garbage people being in the middle of garbage. She's also not even really racist. She's like just so angry in this moment where she's just like, you know, just saying visceral shit. We've talked about this before where it's like you don't have to be racist to be caught in a moment to say some nasty, nasty shit where you're trying to like get at somebody, right?
You're trying to just like hurt somebody.
If she's married to a black guy, like, no, I don't think she's actually racist. I think she's fucking just garbage and she's going to go there because she's a garbage person and she's angry.
It's not even just
garbage. It's not newsworthy.
It's just being so angry that you want to say the thing that'll hurt that person the most or get the biggest reaction. It's like when you're that angry, you know how like when you're that angry, the thing that'll drive you the craziest is if someone else is just calm. Like if you're so you just almost want to get them to your level of anger so they feel the same thing you're feeling.
Yeah.
Cuz like if you're like that angry and someone else is just like, "Oh, you know, we'll figure it out, whatever." That's the most infuriating. So you just kind of say the thing to get them going.
Yeah, Patrice, I need
Patrice
you at full.
Great thing on this.
That's why I always said it before. I need you at your full level of anger and finding out: are we fighting or are we not fighting? Like when I'm at the point where I'm like, this is happening or not. Like, let's just go. What's the worst thing to get you pissed off? So I get that. No, I do for sure. I don't think she's racist either. I just think it's funny. Like, but right away when she said it, she goes, "Go back to your brown country, bitch." They go there. He goes, "I'm married to a black man, asshole."
You dumb fucking jig.
No, she's Hispanic people she's talking to.
Oh, they're Hispanic?
Well, you go back to your brown country, she said.
All
she
right.
goes, that's what it is. You racist.
Oh, girl, you think you're calling me no racist?
She goes, and if you marry to a black man, then what the fuck?
Why would a black man marry a racist?
Well, guys, I'm happy I was able to bring 15 good minutes of content in the show, videos that work.
You did good, Jay.
God damn it, dude. I mean, I know that video of the fight is out there, and it's fucking epic.
You saw it, you said.
I watched it on the Facebook group. I think the Legion of Skanks Facebook group.
Oh, why can't you guys find it there on the Facebook group?
I don't know. I feel like they don't really want to, guys. That's the problem.
You think they have to want it more?
They gotta want it. You gotta want it. 2022.
You gotta want it 2020. In fact, you guys gotta want it. Tour 2021.
Oh, shit.
You gotta want it.
Oh, man. I just want to go. I'm looking at so many butt cheeks in this pool right now.
Right now?
Right now, dude. Right down here, there's all chicks' butt cheeks just out.
Yeah, thong straight up across yeah. the board.
I can imagine being so confident with my butt that I'd wear a thong in public.
That's all Lewis wants, is that type of confidence.
I mean, it's crazy.
Lewis, all you want is ass confidence.
Oh, dude, I would love it.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you even wear a Speedo? Dude, I don't have a dick or the ass for anything like...
No way, dude. I look like a fucking like a Family Guy drawing.
It is weird how much more normalized thongs got in our lifetime. Yeah. Like thongs on the beach and shit. Was like, I remember being a kid and seeing like occasionally like a chick in a thong on the beach
and
being
whoa,
like, holy shit. That's
and you
nuts.
Keep on walking past her.
Like,
that's
sure.
what I would do.
Now that's
for
just like
sure.
the norm. Oh yeah, yeah.
I had that as an adult on a topless beach in fucking winter. Me and Jeff Ross just kept walking by the ones that were topless on Bondi Beach because I can't believe it. I was like, whoa, they're just topless out here. It's crazy.
I went to a nude beach in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
No. In Jamaica.
Yeah.
When me and Kim were dating, went to a nude beach. Dude, did I ever show you the photos? I almost want to show you the photos. They're so fucking funny.
Did you show them?
Yeah, because it's just my little dick, and I'm just like, it's my little dick. It's on the beach, dude. I took one where there's a guy with a big dick in like the background.
That's
you, within like 15 minutes, you adjust whatever the embarrassment is. Like at first, like
really,
within 15 minutes, you're just like, no, dude, I'm here. Because it's like there was like a really good looking couple there, but then there was like a couple old couples.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where they're like fucking, so you just sort of go like, yeah, it doesn't really matter. You're like, it's not sexual.
My point is though, you never stop looking though.
No, there was a really hot chick there. That was fucking, yeah, and you definitely look. But I was with I was with Kim as well. And so you're not trying to like just stare at other chicks, but it's not sexual really. Like being
it's
on a
not,
nude beach,
it's not sexual, but it's like,
not. It's,
but you got. But you gotta keep look. I mean, I couldn't just go, "Hey, want to go have a conversation between us in the water?" I'm like, I mean, we gotta keep looking at all these people. It's crazy.
Yeah, there wasn't that many people. There was only maybe 8 or 9 people on the beach. That was like a very little like slice off
that's,
of the
that's
resort.
That's even more of a nightmare for me. You're really one of the people there. Hey guys, Jay, I'll be over here with my ding dong in this.
Oh, you want to be in like a big like Where's Waldo scene of all naked fat people where they can't find you if they
just
really tried.
Just a sea of naked fats.
Yeah.
Just a sea of naked fats.
Yeah, I yeah, but it's not sexual. Like it's almost like it becomes like a nature thing where you're like, oh, I feel at one with nature and I feel fucking free and like nobody cares about your little dick on a nude beach, do they? Or was I just telling myself that? Was everyone making fun of my little dick? Like, look at his dick and ass. Why would he come here?
Good Lord. So we're not going to get this fight, huh?
No, that's fine.
Should we at very least watch the end of it? Because that's a good video. That
no.
video's out there.
No. I'm infuriated. No, the whole fight is fucking incredible. It's like a 3-minute craziest fight I've ever seen in my entire life.
If it's on our Facebook page, why we can't just...
Alex or Paul, can you guys do me a favor and just come on camera and speak to us? Stop chatting us. Stop. It's just awkward. I don't know what's going on with you guys today. Come on.
Guys.
Are you worried about Bobby? Who's your friend?
I found two clips of the fight on the Facebook page, and they were both 6 seconds long.
I found your mother, Paul.
Congrats. I promise I'm looking.
That's big news.
Yeah. I found your mother under the table sucking my cock.
Forget about the show, dude. Lewis found your mother, man.
She's been missing decades.
All these years, you can take her missing posters.
Turn her to me.
She's under the table. He said,
"She's sucking my cock right now under the table." And
oral sex, please.
Yeah, and honestly, if you could find that video, I'd let her stop. But because you can't, she's got to keep going.
Said 3 minutes.
Your mother gets skull fucked until we have the video.
I think I have one, but I'm scared to try it again.
Let's see. Well, why don't you watch it first? Why don't you preview it? Can you preview it?
Yes, it's a minute long and it's kind of blurry, but it's better than the last one. I'll tell you that.
Alex has it. Woo! Share Alex's screen. I'm so excited
Alex, I don't know what's going on. She's off in LA having like a drug bender or something. She won't come on camera.
I'm here.
Drug bender.
I'm here. I have it. Facebook gave me a real annoying time logging on. I'm very sorry.
It's okay, Alex.
Home time. Boom.
It's okay. We're okay. It's all right. It's okay. It's going so good.
It's all right.
If we could only see the way. Yeah. Oh, this is it. Oh, yeah. This is the whole video. Go ahead.
Way too far.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Look, there's people dressed up like Mario. And they're wearing costumes. Spider-Man.
Scorpion. I think, or Wolverine.
Yeah, there's girls fighting. This one security guard is being surrounded. There's a nun.
Security had no backup.
One dude's gonna take
I didn't know they had Puerto Ricans in England.
Well, that escalated very quickly.
Look at this, they're in a wheelchair, like, it's fucking crazy.
Oh, me lord.
Oh, me bollocks.
Hum jibbly jim jibbly boo. What's he beating with a crutch?
Twiddly twiddly bees.
Is he beating someone with a crutch?
Yes. This Puerto Rican guy rules.
You can see from the watermark where you guys could have found this little dun ditty.
Yeah, pretty fucking easily.
A woman dressed in baby pajamas. A shepherd.
No. She just says fuck it. She starts fucking her up. Look.
Oh, the girl works there.
Yeah. And then Spider-Man comes out and defends
his... Spider-Man really thought he had superpowers and took it way too far.
Oh, my God. What bitch?
She did say what, bitch?
Not in Triniclime compensation.
Who's an old man got knocked out?
Yeah, dude.
Why? What did he do?
They fucked up. What? Do we know any context of what happened here?
Is that Stan Lee? Well, fellow web slingers, it looks like...
Is there any context of what happened there? Do we know?
Yeah, Lewis, the context is with great power comes great responsibility.
He's not wrong about that.
That was Uncle Ben on the ground.
He was not wrong about that.
Alex said, remove me. Poor Bobby. Bobby's dying like a bitch. Dun, 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 dun.
Bobby's dying like a bitch.
Oh, man, I hope he's okay.
And so you could have got the vaccination, but now you're dying like a bitch.
If Bobby dies, I'll say right now, COVID's real.
Oh, and if he survives, It's fake again.
Plandemic, bro. It's
right back to fake.
Plan fucking demic.
Oh, shit.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Blue Chew. Everybody here loves Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence in the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger, longer-lasting erections.
Boners that I can only describe as vicious.
Yeah, like brutal. Like, honestly, it feels like there's like, you know what it is? I know, and I learned this and probably even too late, that there's no bone in the dick. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's blood that fills up your dick. But I learned that, you know, there's no cartilage, Jay.
There's something you could break and bend. I think it's cartilage.
There's no cartilage in your dick. I can't believe that I'm teaching a 45, 46.
Yeah.
I
don't even... Why don't we look this up?
There's no cartilage in your dick. Look it up right now. Or you want
first
me to look
of all,
age?
40. First of all, I'm 43, boomer. Prick.
I really thought Jay was going to jump on that quick.
46, 47.
Who knows how old you are? The fact that you think there's cartilage in your dick is crazy.
Well,
you know,
there's not something. Cartilage in your dick, but there is the same active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis in Blue Chew. But in a chewable form, at a fraction of the cost.
We're going to continue this cartilage in the dick conversation on the regular part. Jay, we're going to do that. That's going to be on the regular part of the show. Let's continue talking about
right
Blue Chew,
because
this
Blue
is an interesting argument, actually.
Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversation, waiting in line at the pharmacy, none of that. It ships right to your door in discreet packaging.
You're like, Doc, my dick doesn't work because there's cartilage in it.
The doctor goes, well, I don't know how you got this cartilage in your dick, but we got to get it out.
Jay, stop looking it up. Jay, stop looking it up right now. Be in the ad read.
All right. Yeah, the process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part is that it's all done online. BlueChew's licensed.
Yeah, there's cartilage in a dick. You guys got it, right? You guys get it when I was saying that from before? Nah, it's just connective tissue and blood vessels and shit. You guys, fucking idiots. You guys are all full. Jay thinks there's cartilage in a penis. Yeah, you guys sounded so stupid back there. Oh, idiots.
Just taking a pounding on these ad reads. The cartilage, his vampire's all depressed.
Yeah, my vampire's sad. I don't know what's inside my own cock.
Blue Chew works. It gets your dick mad hard, and we're going to let you try it out for free. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code Legion at checkout. You pay $5 shipping. It comes to your house in discreet packaging. It's super easy. It takes just a few minutes to get your prescription online, and that's that, right? All right, where were we? Yeah, that's fucking that was maybe the most wild fight I've ever seen. The costumes.
I didn't realize there was an employee that got fucking decked.
Oh yeah,
she
got fucking drilled, dude.
I mean, that guy hit her flush, and I mean, that guy's got to be in jail. Spider-Man,
I gotta find him, dude.
He's very identifiable. He better go by his alias.
He's swinging through the streets right now.
Yeah.
Puerto Rican Spider-Man?
You can try to arrest me. He starts taking off on webs. Aye, aye, aye. Later, motherfuckers. Damn, dude.
If you could have any superhero power, what would you have?
Haven't we asked this before? Cause like everyone just, does everyone just say invisibility?
What, a rape?
I
have a bit about that in my ass.
Not to rape, Lewis, but just like, you know, hang out in a girl's bathroom or something.
Jerk off and write boo when her mirror steams up. I get to write boo on the mirror.
Yeah, but not to rape. Or, you know, maybe just like give like cock slaps against the mirror. And I'll be like, what is that? Are those deer footprints?
I wouldn't write boo. I'd draw a penis on the mirror.
Yeah. But with invisibility, you'd also need complete overall silence, though, too.
Why?
Well, because you don't want to, like, they're going to hear you breathing at some point. It's too weird.
Jay, not everyone fucking breathes audibly.
Audibly enough that if it was someone's in a dark room. Let's say you wanted to whack invisibly to a girl just in her, like, bed or something, bedroom, somewhere quiet. They would hear you, for sure. You'd feel a presence. You need
Jay, first of all,
mm-hmm. You're going to hear first Jay's all, heavy jerk breathing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Oh, no, I talked through the whole thing. Here it comes. Ooh, it's in the chamber. Wait a blast. We're so close. Seven more pumps, tops. Five, four, three.
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, yeah. The old Ron Jeremy. Is he in jail forever, I think, right?
What did he go to jail for?
Rape.
Oh, really? He got convicted of rape?
I don't know if he's... And maybe.
Egg on his face. He wasn't invisible.
Guy was invisible, like everybody told him he was. Yeah. It was the old emperor's new clothes.
Like, what? I'm invisible.
How did they know it was me? It's probably because my penis was only 2 inches. From the floor.
330 years in jail.
What? What did he get convicted of?
330 counts of whore rape. Each one got him one year.
28 counts
of what? Was this from shit he did like in the context of porn? Or
nope.
This was just
No.
He just held bitches down, dude.
So, dude, he's just a guy who's like, if you were out there, dude, if you came up to him like a big fan, he would assess if you were a big fan with Lauren and you were like, oh my God, like we're such a nice to meet you, man. We're such big fans of yours. Like he would just a guy that might just grab your chick's titty. Do you know what I mean? Or put her hand on his
dick.
He's
just like a screen.
He's just a weird, like, he doesn't get it. He doesn't get that it's not the 70s and 80s and whatever he did anymore. He's not, and he also, that he's not in that world all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Let's see. Adult Film star Ron Jeremy pleaded not guilty Wednesday to new charges of rape and sexual assault involving six victims, including a teenage girl. Prosecutor said Jeremy, 67, entered the pleas to seven additional charges, including three of forcible rape, according to a statement from the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. The new charges involve alleged attacks dating from 96 to 2013 on victims ranging from the age of 17 to 38. The 17-year-old was raped at a Woodland Hills home in 2008. Wow. Damn, dude. He just straight up raped these bitches.
Well, I don't think it was like a stalking like rape. I think it was just like, if he's in a situation, if you're in a nightclub with him and he's like, we're fucking this chick, like, I guess it's what it reads like. I mean, the guy was definitely weird and creepy, for sure.
I saw him one time in L.A., forcible oral copulation, forcible rape, groping, and sexual battery.
Yeah, I've seen him a couple times in New York and in L.A.
I've seen him in L.A. one time just driving the shittiest car I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
It was like an 87 like Cutlass Sierra or something. And it was just I was next to him at a light. Yeah, it was bizarre. It was like, how have you not at least been able to parlay the name Ron Jeremy into at least a nice car?
I don't waste money on cars. I put it all into rape cover-ups.
Can't buy a car when
you're 67 years old.
Can't buy a car when you have to buy all of your town's rape kits so the police can't use them.
This is pure speculation, but I would guess that I bet it all happened since he's been like an old fat guy. I bet almost all of the things we're talking about because
young Ron Jeremy got.
I just don't.
Busted.
I think when he was. I think why it happened is because he was in a
way
world.
More in the 70s, dude. I'm telling you right now, dude. No, that was like back then. It wasn't even morally wrong to rape.
But he wasn't raping us. I think in the 70s, he was a guy. He was a good-looking young guy who could go to orgies and shit.
Jay, I think you're really disconnected. You do this a lot. Like it's not about being good-looking. Like, raping is not about he's a hot dude, he doesn't have to rape.
I understand that, but I'm telling you, 28 counts for as long as back as we're talking about, I think he was in a world where he didn't have to do it. I think it was just, like, a weird...
I think
the last 30 fucking years is probably when all of this has happened.
If I had to guess, Ron Jeremy has been and probably was always and is always... a fucking real sexual deviant, right? Like a real, like,
sure.
He has to do fucked up shit in order to get off, right? Because he's done, like, orgies, you're right. He's been the whole sexual fucking thing in the 70s and 80s. He's just fucking tons of chicks. In order for Ron Jeremy to fucking get off, he probably has to fucking rape a bitch or force them or do choking shit or crazy. That's probably what's going on. So probably for a very long time, he's gone too far and hurt chicks and he's not really given a shit and sort of disconnected from his own weird shit. But I don't think it has anything to do with him being like older and not able to get chicks now. I think it's just he's a fucking deviant.
I also think that back in the 70s, the attitude would have been a lot more like if some chick was like, you know, like, oh, he like grabbed my pussy or something like that. They'd be like, you were hanging out with Ron Jeremy? What the fuck did you expect to happen? You know what I mean? And that was just
No, for sure. I think it kind of put it to sleep.
It wasn't like, Like, it was like, yeah, you have no case here. You, like, went to meet a porn star. Like, you were asking for it type thing.
Well, it's a similar thing to the Cosby thing, whereas I bet you a lot of it was fucking and crazy shit at parties. And, like, you know, he just probably took it too far. And then these chicks were like, yeah, that's fucking disgusting. And he fucking, you know. But, yeah, he seems like a piece of shit. He seems like he's a real devious, fucked up dude.
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All just, of the
none of it's surprising, but I'm just surprising that it became a fucking a thing. I think one of the whistleblowers on him was that girl who's been, not on this show, but she's been on SDR show before, Ginger Banks, had like a big thing about him. Just that he kind of walks into these parties and just like with nothing, it was like start grabbing people and shit. Fucking, it's weird. Fucking, definitely weird behavior to assume everyone like. But his whole thing, he's only known for fucking and being like an ugly fat guy who fucks. So, I mean, he's almost like just blindly, it's like, nice to meet you, Ron Jeremy. He's like, here's my wiener. He just like presents it right away.
Hey, would you like a hamburger? And his dick's just in a bun.
Can I offer you a sausage sandwich? It's kosher. It's kosher.
Hey, put this in your mouth.
And bite on it. I'm trying to come here. I'm an old Jewish weirdo.
Yeah, dude, he's weird. We all, me and Ralph also met him at that.
Oh yeah, the Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch. Yeah. The Bunny Ranch with all those sad hookers.
Yeah, dude, and they're lost now. Both their leaders have died.
Well, it's almost like, goddamn, dude. Like these hookers were so like. I mean, some of them were cute. Some of them were like.
Sure,
but it was more sad hookers than not sad hookers. You just assume you're gonna
just
go.
Smells like
Bunny
lotion.
Ranch.
I bet it's one of those places that just smells like lotion all the time because everyone's got to keep smelling like try to smell nice through all this fuck.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was an interesting like exercise, you know, banging horse at the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, it's good exercise.
it was an interesting exercise.
1100
you know.
Calories. I burned off 1100 calories of hooker pussy a day.
No, but it was like just like the it was like if it was almost like a car lot. It reminded me of like a car lot. They bring you in and you'd like come in and the next guy's up and the next salesperson comes out and they bring them through their horseshit pitch and then they try to fuck it. But just most of the chicks were just kind of gross.
Sure. Yeah, I guess I have to only assume. Yeah, they're fucking messes and you get them out of that light, the wrong lighting.
The right lighting, they were awful. Like they were gross.
I'm saying the ones that are gross in the lighting inside the place. So when you go outside and you start seeing meth scabs you couldn't see on that fucking black light. Yeah, I mean it's a fucking seedy business, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you would assume when it's legal that it would be less seedy. That it would be like, and it is.
It is. I mean, that's funny. That is the less seedy.
You order a private hooker from Eros or one of these high-end hooker websites, that's substantially less seedy than going to the Bunny Ranch.
Mm. Sure. Yeah, than going to
you meet them at a nice hotel or they go to your, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, it's a beautiful Russian woman.
No,
like Dalton lost his virginity to.
The Bunny Ranch is like, I mean, now it's like probably a tourist destination to some degree, but ultimately that's like for like a late night after casino fucking shit. You know what I mean? It's like, that's what the idea of that is. Like, it's not really people making, like, decisions like, I want to go have sex with a beautiful woman here. It's like, oh, for $100, they'll do something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's almost like, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of people that are like, you know, young dudes who do a bachelor party. It's like, but then there's also just like a random Mexican guy just in there. And he's like, just some dude who like, he showed up after work and like, it's not all like fun and glitz. There was more of that. In fact, like a weird old fat guy who just is showing up to go get a hooker and it's legal and it's just this like brothel.
I know. It's so a bachelor party is a weird, like you have to bring the prostitution to the party. To bring the party to the Bunny Ranch is so weird. It's like, guys, man, this is a great bachelor party. All right, see you guys all in like 45 minutes. See you guys. Let's all go to our respective rooms and we're going to go have sex. Hey, guys, I'll see you guys. I'll see you guys when we're all done having sex with our own hookers. See you guys on the other end, huh? What a great bachelor party. Top golf later, right? It's fucking wild. Fucking wild.
You got to bring the hookers to you.
Yeah, hookers to you on the bachelor party. You don't.
And also, the grimier the hookers are at a bachelor party, the better it is. Let's get real.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you can get one with a She won't tell you why she's wearing an eye patch. That'd be great.
Yeah.
She won't even tell you. You're wearing an eye patch? All right.
Let's wrap this one.
Yeah, let's wrap this one up. Lewis, have great shows tonight in San Diego.
Thank you.
Davey, keep killing it at Freedom Fest.
I'm having fun out here.
I'll be holding down New York City for y'alls. And we'll catch you.
Tonight at Freedom Fest, we're going to be hunting a real live American Indian.
We've been fattening him up for the whole week, so he's going to be slow.
We finished him all day one. We were trying to save him for today, but everyone got a little antsy.
Yes, we gave him a Swiss Army knife and set him free.
It's not racist, by the way. Very freedom-loving people here. They just happen to all be white.
It just happens to all be white. I know you're not at a racist fest, Dave.
That will be November.
That's November. Racist
He's
fest.
In Texas. The most fun.
We will catch you guys later this week once again on Legion of Skanks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.
Hey, everyone, before we go, if you enjoy this podcast, you might enjoy some of the other podcasts available here on the Gas Digital Network. This week, we're highlighting Can't Get Right with host Kurt Metzger. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com or catch the latest 15 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. Here's a clip.
And so I've been making videos with Aaron, calling out their smears, calling out their Kurt McCarthyism.
They're fantastic. If anybody watching...
Calling out their horrible. And so what they're doing is pushing the CIA narrative on Syria. And what we're doing is debunking that. And so it was humiliating them. And so finally, Anna tweeted out a doctored video of Aaron Matei that made it look like Aaron Matei was in Syria saying that his hero was Assad. And that's not what he said. He said, after these people have been through a decade of war and terrorism, you could see how they would consider Assad their hero.
Yeah, we've done that with worse people.
That's right. Look at how people rally around George Bush after 9/11. I mean, that always happens when your country's under attack. You rally around your leader. Same thing in Syria. So she literally tweeted out. Now, this is the host of the largest online news show in the world, tweeting out a doctored video of an anti-war journalist to smear him. When she got called out on it, she never apologized, never retracted. She said, so what? That's the host.
Don't they do that? Young Turks for a long time. Don't they have a history of creative editing to like do that? Like I've seen that a number of times from them. Like that.
Well, I know is it happened for sure in this case, and that's outrageous. And then so the next thing they did was she sent me a DM saying that she was going to blackmail me. She was one time I told a joke at the Young Turks when I was at work. Anna, for lack of a better term, she had bent over. And the whole newsroom saw more than we should have.
She's your boss. By the way, she's your boss. She's not your employee or something. Yeah.
No. She had the power in this relationship to book me or fire me, not me. So she bent over and the whole room, she showed the whole room more than we should have seen. Put it that way. Okay. Right. I don't know how else to put it. And so I said, hey, nice news skirt as a way to kind of to give her a heads up, what's happening, and to break the tension in the room. I'm a fucking comedian. That's why they hired me.
Did you wait? So I thought you said hey, nice news skirt. Was that like?
I said, hey, Anna, nice news skirt.
Like, it's like
do you see what's happening here?
Yeah.
And so It was more to like as a heads up than a busting balls thing. It was more, but that's how we all talked to each other. It was like the Howard Stern show over there. Everybody fucking did everything. I mean, I know the most intimate details. I mean, they would talk about the most intimate details on their Jenk talk about jerking off a horse on their show. I mean, that stuff they used to show upskirt photos that were taken of celebrities that didn't have underwear on, and they would say, go to our website and you'll see them uncensored. Those are pictures taken. That's worse than a pornographer. That's what Jenk and Anna used to do. They would take pictures of celebrities. And I mean, they did the most disgusting, misogynistic things ever. Because I can't get right. Because I can't get right. Yeah. You're listening to Can't Get